Women and the waist. For women, body sculpting clothes are old news. Structured leggings that tame your tummy, anyone? The words, or the required shape, might be new, but the idea is the same. We wear certain clothes to give our bodies whatever shape is fashionable at the time. Of all the figure-shaping clothes through the ages, the hoop skirt remains one of the strangest. Introduced around the 1850s, hoops, often made of whalebone, created the impression of a tiny waist. Women strapped those cage-like contraptions around their waists, draped metres of cloth over them, and incredible as it may seem to us today, were keen to wear them on a daily basis. Victorian dresses sometimes reached a circumference of 3 metres. If a young man wanted to kiss his sweetheart, he would have to lean so far forward that he was in danger of falling over before their lips could meet. This is one explanation for the popularity of hand kissing during the Victorian era. It was not that Victorians did not want to hug or kiss. They simply could not reach each other.